Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
It's raining blood. Hallelujah. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
July 25th, 2001, a strange phenomenon occurred in Kerala, India. After a loud thunderclap and a flash of light, groves of trees shed shriveled, burnt leaves, followed by at first small, yellow, green, and black droplets. From those came larger drops, blood red in color. For the next 10 days, the blood rain would fall, staining the clothes and panicking the minds of Kerala residents. Was it something in the sky? Pollution? An act of God? For the next 2 months, 110,000 pounds of crimson liquid would drop on Kerala, alerting the world of the puzzling, often shocking phenomenon that we're going to talk about today, blood rain. For centuries, reports of blood rain experienced all over the world led to sinister conclusions, literally, that the sky was spitting out blood. The earliest literary instance is in Homer's Iliad, wherein Zeus twice caused a rain of blood, on one occasion to warn of a slaughter and a battle. Blood rains were considered bad omens in antiquity, through the Middle Ages and into the modern period, and a shower of blood was one of several indicators of the Black Plague in Germany. The phenomenon then gained exposure to a wide audience in Renaissance Europe, when it was used as an example of the power of God. In Europe, there were fewer than 30 recorded cases of blood rain in the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries, but then amplified to 190 instances across the 16th and 17th centuries, and then back down to 43 cases at the end of the 17th century. But then those blood showers picked up again with 146 cases in the 19th century. In the early 2000s, blood rain is yet again in the public eye after incidents in Zamora, Spain, and Kerala, India. And finally, with scientific tools, and of course, some conspiracy theories, the public really wanted to pinpoint what this historic dark red rain actually was. Initially during the Kerala rains, the Center for Earth Science Studies suggested that an exploding meteor caused blood rain. A few days later, when the red rain continued to fall, they decided that that wasn't the case, as debris from a meteor would have naturally covered a wider area. Then they thought the weird colored rain was the result of a new spore. Spore, you say? Yes, a spore. More on this new spore after the break. In November of 2001, commissioned by the government of India's Department of Science and Technology, a report analyzed the raindrops, finding the pH of the rain being neutral, with large amounts of nickel, manganese, titanium, chromium, and copper. The red particles themselves were determined to be mostly carbon and oxygen, with small amounts of iron and silicon. The report concluded that this pH was a result of a new type of algal spore, algae related to the genus Trentifolia. Although usually red or orange, Trentifolia can contort into a chlorophyte green algae when grown in tree bark or damp soil and rocks, which was definitely the terrain of the area. Some cite a freshwater green microalgae as the culprit, called Haematococcus pulverius, I think I said that wrong, which produced red carotene pigment called astaxanthin when in a state of stress. Stress like getting caught in a rain cloud way up in the atmosphere. The report noted an absence of dust of meteoric, volcanic, or desert origin in the rainwater, concluding the colored rainwater was fairly pure. Heavy rains before the red rains could have caused the widespread growth of lichens and algae, which had given rise to a large concentration of these algae or microalgae in the atmosphere. So why did this lichen-filled spore present like a horror movie-style blood rain in this hypothesis? They really have no idea. Enter aliens. And not even with conspiracy theorists, with scientists. In 2003, Godfrey Lewis and A. Santhosh Kumar, two scientists at the Mahatma Gandhi University in Kottayam, Kerala, proposed that rather than dust or microbes or algae, the red particles appeared to be biological cells. They proposed that the particles may be microbes of extraterrestrial origin. Of course, piggybacking off of the meteor idea, this idea that extraterrestrial matter had somehow come from a meteor and had entered Earth's atmosphere and rained down bright red blood-like rain didn't seem, after more investigation, so crazy. Now, there haven't been any blood rains since a couple other instances in India in 2007, so we don't have a lot to follow up any of this research or many of these hypotheses, but the push and pull between the origin of these blood rain spores, terrestrial or not, is a topic of conversation both in the scientific community and in, of course, our community, for obvious reasons. The whole thing reads to me like a crazy biblical parable or horror movie, or maybe just the way our Earth reacts to biological or extraterrestrial anomalies.